Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever heard this story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody? Well, there was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Now, anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. But everybody thought that anybody could do it. Nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. And it ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. Now, this is meant to be a funny story, and when I looked it up to make sure I got the words right, it looks like it's often used for human resource purposes. And we all know that no one is actually named nobody. But I think at one point in time in all of our lives, some of us, if not all of us, have felt like a nobody. Like we didn't matter, or our story didn't matter, or our life didn't matter, or even worse, that our existence didn't matter. Being made to feel like a nobody is an incredibly painful experience. One that the woman in today's gospel knew all too well. In the eyes of most people, she was a nobody. She isn't even named in this story. And yet, this gospel lesson tells us of one of the most surprising and powerful interactions that Jesus has with someone in the entire Gospel of John. This woman had so many things going against her. Her religious orientation, she was a Samaritan. Her gender, she was a female, and females were nobodies in that place and time. Her social standing, her personal habits. In that place, at that time, all of these things would have distanced her from Jesus and her community. In fact, based on the details that the author of this gospel gives us, we can fully expect that people would have tried to avoid this woman and ignore her whenever possible. Now, there has been much made over this Samaritan woman over the years, who, for unknown reasons, had a complicated past and a complex life. We don't know exactly why the woman chose to come to the well during the middle of the day to collect water. But even more important than that, Jesus doesn't seem to care. It's as though he was there waiting for her. And he doesn't judge her. He doesn't condemn her. He doesn't ignore her. And he doesn't avoid her. Because although this woman is a nobody to everyone else, she is a somebody to Jesus. Jesus sees her as someone who matters, as someone who has worth. And instead of avoiding her or ignoring her, he spoke with her and engaged with her. He answered her questions, and he offered her living water. Ultimately, what happened is that Jesus revealed himself to her, this woman who had everything stacked against her. Jesus met her where she was, and he transformed her. The truth is that Jesus meets everyone where they are. He always has, and he always will. We, humans are the one who put conditions on ourselves and others as it relates to our relationship with God. We think, I need to get my act together, whatever that might be, before God will truly love and accept me. Or they need to get their act together before God will truly love and accept them. But this is not who God is, and this is not how God works. God comes to us in Christ. When we are baptized in the water, before we can even form a thought about God or make a decision to follow God, God has already named us and claimed us in these waters. And God has adopted us and filled us with the Holy Spirit. Because God's love is always pursuing us, we don't have to strive or do anything to make God love us. And so, yes, the Samaritan woman went to the well at the worst time of the day to avoid seeing anyone. And despite her best efforts not to run into anyone, Jesus was there waiting for her. During their time together, he listened to all of her questions. He answered her questions. He revealed that he was the Messiah. And he transformed her. She, who had brought a vessel to fill with water, when she left to go back to her vessel, she left it there because she had become the vessel and she was gushing over with living water. Being in the presence of God had transformed her because God's love has the power to change us. This text is good news for anyone who has ever felt the humiliation or the shame or the pain of being a nobody. Because Jesus doesn't turn away from this woman. He doesn't turn away from us or from anyone. Jesus doesn't ignore this woman or avoid her. Instead, he sees her as a somebody. He engages her in conversation and takes her seriously. Jesus even ended up spending a couple of days with this woman in her village, transforming many, many people. This woman and her community mattered to Jesus. And whether or not people saw them as nobodies, Jesus saw them as somebodies. And that's good news. But it's also challenging news, because it reminds us that the people we think are nobodies are somebodies to Jesus. Jesus doesn't ignore them. Quite the opposite, he seeks them out. The people that we think aren't worthy, or the people that we think don't matter, the people that we want to ignore or avoid, they are all somebodies to Jesus. Jesus not only welcomes the outsiders, the ones on the margins, the least of these, Jesus loves them. And in doing so, he reveals to the world and to us the very heart of God. As Jesus's body in the world, we are now called to that same mission, to reveal the heart of God to the world. And we are called to do this by welcoming the outsiders, by welcoming those on the margins, by welcoming the least of these, by welcoming the nobodies, and by loving them all as well with the love of God. May it be so. Amen.